Welcome to the Akofi Capital Podcast, where we break down the strategies that turn ideas into revenue. At Akofi Capital, we help founders and businesses launch MVP apps and leverage AI automation to scale fast. Today, we're diving into the world of MicroSaaS and how we built Spinosis, a UX personalization tool for SMBs, in just 30 days. Building a MicroSaaS product quickly requires a balance of speed, validation, and discipline. One of the biggest challenges in launching a new product isn't writing code. It's knowing what to build, what to cut, and how to test demand without wasting months on unnecessary features. That's where lean validation techniques come in. Spinosis was designed to help small and medium-sized businesses personalize their websites based on visitor behavior. The core idea was simple. Why show the same generic homepage to every user when you can tailor content based on their industry, location, or past interactions? The demand was clear, but before committing months of development time, we needed to validate the concept as quickly as possible. The first step was building a landing page before writing any code. We created a simple website that explained the product, outlined key benefits, and included a sign-up form for early access. The goal was to see if people were interested before investing heavily in development. Once the page was live, we drove traffic through targeted LinkedIn outreach, niche communities, and a few small ad campaigns. The results? A strong number of signups within the first week, enough to prove that Spinosis had potential. But validation isn't just about signups. It's about understanding user intent. We didn't just track how many people signed up. We looked at how they interacted with the landing page. Which features were they most excited about? What objections did they have? By talking to early signups, we realized that while the concept was compelling, SMBs were concerned about ease of integration. That insight directly shaped our development strategy. With validation in place, the next challenge was execution. Many founders fall into the trap of feature creep, adding too many ideas too early, leading to bloated timelines and unnecessary complexity. To avoid this, we followed a strict MPV approach. Build only the core functionality needed to prove the product's value. For Spinosis, that meant three things: visitor segmentation, dynamic content changes, and basic analytics. Anything beyond that, like AI-driven personalization or deep integrations, was put on hold until we had real user feedback. To keep the development timeline tight, we embraced rapid prototyping. Instead of writing a fully custom backend, we use Firebase for authentication and database management. Instead of a custom-built UI, we use pre-existing design frameworks. And instead of waiting until the entire product was complete, we launched a private beta to our earliest signups after just 2 weeks of development. That's where the real learning started. Our first users weren't just testers, they were collaborators. Their feedback helped us refine our onboarding, improve UI clarity, and prioritize the right features. One unexpected insight was that users wanted more control over personalization rules. Initially, Spinosis was designed to automatically apply rules based on machine learning models, but SMB owners preferred a more manual approach. This led us to pivot slightly, allowing users to set their own display rules based on real-time visitor data. Marketing also played a critical role in the early success of Spinosis. A common mistake with MicroSaaS is waiting until the product is fully built before thinking about distribution. We took the opposite approach. Marketing was part of the development process. Every new feature, update, or insight became content. We shared our journey on Twitter, posted in relevant communities, and published blog posts about UX personalization best practices. This created a buzz around Spinosis before it even fully launched. Finally, the launch itself was another experiment. Instead of a traditional big launch, we rolled out gradually. We onboarded users in small batches, refining the product with each group. By the time we officially launched, we already had a base of engaged users and real testimonials. This approach is what we specialize in at Akofi Capital. Whether it's a micro SaaS, AI automation, or a niche software tool, the fastest path to success is testing demand early, avoiding unnecessary features, and launching as quickly as possible. If you're looking to bring your MicroSaaS idea to life or need help with MVP development, reach out to us at Akofi Capital. That's it for today's episode. If you enjoyed this, don't forget to subscribe and leave a review. Thanks for listening.